Welcome to your daily Reddit AI briefing. Here are today's trending discussions. Starting with the Claude Code community on Reddit, users are voicing extreme frustration over usage limits. A viral post warns that the 50% additional Claude Code limit promotion is expiring imminently, prompting widespread community dread over imminent post floods complaining about throttled accounts. Users on the 20 times tier report that their limits are already tight, noting that even with high tiers, they run up against caps quickly, especially with resource-heavy features like Fables. Commenters point out that once the temporary 50% bonus disappears, maintaining a heavy workflow will become nearly impossible on standard plans. Another widely discussed thread highlights sudden usage spikes, where users logging into accounts that haven't been active report seeing 30 to 50% of their weekly limits already consumed within days or even hours of resetting. This has led to heavy speculation that Anthropic is quietly scaling back promotional allowances ahead of schedule. Frustrated developers are discussing downgrading their tiers, with some planning to use cheaper alternative models like DeepSeek purely as execution engines while keeping Claude strictly as a high-level planner. Community sentiment is heavily critical, with many calling this the biggest blunder by a company pushing loyal users away right as competition heats up. Over on the Vibe Coding subreddit, a seasoned engineer with over 20 years of experience shared a shocking milestone about the current state of software development. They detailed a workflow where tickets were generated by an AI, built by an AI, and reviewed by an AI, resulting in a single pull request containing 20,000 lines of code. The code base reportedly lacks any human-readable documentation, with the developer's only advice being to ask Claude to figure it out, while the company simultaneously attempts to patent the output. Community members reacted with a mix of horror and dark humor, questioning the state of unit tests and heavily mocking the notion of patenting pure large language model outputs. In another popular thread, users shared their experiences building full survival crafting games in a single shot using agentic loops. Instead of iterative prompting, developers are feeding models a single, massive prompt with a preset budget, allowing the agent to autonomously build procedurally generated worlds and assets. Turning to ChatGPT coding, developers are debating the best subscription alternatives under $20 following recent price hikes and model updates. A notable discussion focuses on benchmarking GLM 5.3 for ordinary coding work, with developers weighing whether to test it via bug fixing, multi-file refactoring, test generation, or long-running agent tasks to determine if it is reliable enough for daily production use. Meanwhile, a developer shared an open-source project called AIHQ, designed to sit as a local terminal layer in front of AI workflows. The tool checks whether routine commands like git status, math calculations, or running test suites actually require an LLM before blindly sending tokens, saving developers from wasting context and money on trivial tasks. In the Cursor subreddit, excitement is mixed with frustration as Cursor's new code hosting platform, Origin, officially goes live, drawing immediate comparisons to GitHub, especially given recent platform outages. However, drama is unfolding among annual Ultra Plan subscribers. Users who prepaid for a full-year subscription are discovering that they are locked into their current tiers and excluded from accessing top-tier agent harnesses and newer models like SuperGrok Heavy without paying extra, leaving them with no way to unwind their plans past the initial 14-day refund window. Community members are overwhelmingly advising others to avoid annual AI subscriptions entirely, emphasizing that in a rapidly shifting market, pricing models and frontier capabilities change too quickly to lock in for 12 months. Additionally, a user attempting to intercept Cursor system prompt accidentally sparked a technical debate about whether models can accurately recall their own runtime instructions, with experienced reverse engineers pointing out that most extracted prompts are either heavily hallucinated or vastly smaller than the actual 17,000 token system prompts used by the runtime. Finally, in the Klein community, telemetry data reveals that DeepSeek models now account for roughly 70% of all tokens flowing through Klein Pass, driven heavily by adoption of the DeepSeek V4 Pro and Flash updates. Klein users are also buzzing about Qwen 3.827b, which has matched DeepSeek V4 Pro and GPT 5.6 Luna on artificial analysis indices. Developers are particularly excited because Qwen 3.8 is small enough to run entirely locally using Klein and Alma, bringing frontier-level performance straight to local hardware. Meanwhile, troubleshooting threads highlight frustrations with recent updates, where users report losing auto-approve settings and experiencing broken plan modes after restarting VS Code, prompting community members to share workarounds on how to roll back to older, more stable versions of the extension.